the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Bars and good time lovers are never true. Playing a fool's game, hoping to win. Telling no sweet lies and losing again. I'm looking for love in all of Craigslist things. Looking for whores who need a good fist. Looking for trannies, needing a good time. That's what I'm thinking of. Looking for whores in too many places. Hiding my face and all my disgraces. Looking for love at Craigslist Corral.
Hey, it's half past 9 o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
Welcome back into the Craigslist Corral. Yes. For another Friday. This week we are in Delaware.
Filled with delectable scumbags.
A tiny sliver of a state near or between New Jersey and Maryland.
I wonder what the cost of living is for Delaware. I don't know. You know, when I hear Delaware, I assume it's nice there. Delaware. But I wouldn't know.
Delaware. It's nice there.
Yeah, it's nice. Or would it nice.
Be, that could be the commercial. That they, you know, sometimes they show commercials for states.
I see Delaware. Some of the New York ones. I'm like, we're in New York City. Why am I seeing this?
We are?
Not New York City. I'm in New York State.
Like, what?
We move,
we're in Midtown Manhattan.
I transported your house.
Delaware. It's nice here. That should be the slogan.
Mm-hmm. It should.
Well, we're starting off in Strictly Platonic, where some dude is looking for a date for a wedding in September. So,
see you in September.
It appears as though I've been invited to a wedding. But not just any wedding. Oh, goodness, no.
Wedding of the president.
Rather, it is the wedding of an old neighbor of mine. Someone that I've known for many, many years. Decades, perhaps? Flattering? No. And while this was an extremely kind gesture on her part, I'm not exactly relishing the part of attending this said wedding alone.
Then don't go, man.
As that it were, you, lady, lovely ladies of Craigslist, come into play.
You know they really don't want you to come anyway. They just want a gift. So if you just mail them a gift and say, oh, I'm so sorry, I wish I can come, but I can't, but here's this.
Yeah, no one will complain.
They'll be perfectly happy with that.
Do you think they care even if you turned her down? I know they're neighbors for decades, but...
You know what? They're not going to be that bent out of shape. You just say, have a good excuse. Don't say, I can get a date. I don't feel
hey, like where's it. That fat guy? He used to live next door. Didn't you invite him? Yeah, he said he wasn't going to come.
That motherfucker. He does this. You've known him for decades. Many years.
I say he's fat because he says so right here. Body big.
He might be muscular.
For you see, I need a date. Now, granted, there are a select handful of female friends that I could ask to join me. However, there are problems with this. One works weekends, a few have jealous boyfriends that would gladly pound me to the ground for even slightly gawking at their significant other dressed to the nines, and one or two would like to take things to the next level afterwards, and I just don't feel that way about them.
This dude's a fucking liar.
He's a big fat guy and he's turning chicks down?
I'm so gross looking, I can't get a fucking date. Meanwhile, I do have some lady friends I could ask, but they'd want to fuck me after, and that's a no-go. No, and the other ones, their boyfriends, their handsome boyfriends, are so insecure. When gross old me is around, they would beat me to a pulp if I took their girls out. Oh yeah, that sounds pretty likely.
As such, I've come to the conclusion that I'd be much happier taking a perfect stranger and letting the chips fall.
You
want
to take Balky Bartokomus to a wedding? Or Larry Appleton.
And since two brothers in New York did a similar thing here on Craigslist, they had great success with it, I figured I'd give it a shot as well.
Does he mean black guys?
I don't know. With that said, allow me to answer some frequently asked questions.
How gross are you?
What's in it for me? You'll get to escape your home on a Saturday, Sunday morning, afternoon. Sunday? Who has weddings on Sundays?
I don't know.
Escape your home on a Sunday morning, afternoon.
Unless they live in a prison, that's not much of a perk.
True. You'll get to dress up.
I don't have a dress.
Free food and alcohol.
I'm not that fucking bad off.
Pleasant conversation. Depending on what time the wedding ends, an excuse to call off out from work the next day. Oh, man, Sunday weddings would suck if you have to work the next day.
Oh, man, I got a call into work today. I'm so grossed out because I was sitting next to this fucking beast all night. Oh, I'm so sorry I can't come in. Upset stomach.
What's in it for you? Not a damn thing other than pleasant conversation and not showing up to a wedding solo. What are the prerequisites? You must be between 28 and 37. This is negotiable. You must be cool with
huffing. I'm 80.
With huffing it to New Jersey. Yes, I live in New Jersey. Sometimes you need to cast a wider net. So this guy's from New Jersey. You must have a sense of humor.
I laugh at fat people.
You must be able to go along with any stories that I tell a former high school or college classmates, assuming that they're in attendance.
Wait a minute. So he's letting you know right now he's a liar? Yep. He's going to be, oh, yeah, this is my girl. We're engaged ourselves. We met, 18 years ago.
You must be single. This means no husband, no boyfriend, no girlfriend, completely and totally unattached. If you truly need to know why, I'll entertain you with a story about how I almost turned into a pancake by a former friend's jealous ex-husband.
You know what?
Simply for attending a company Christmas party with me. Never again. Whatever. You keep saying that.
So many guys are so threatened by him.
I prefer that you're attractive, not threateningly attractive, as I'll end up like Raj in the Big Bang Theory, and be completely tongue-tied for most of the night. But attractive average, I guess. Does this make any sense? Your question's answered. Am I required to meet you for this wedding? Consider that this is Craigslist, absolutely. Which is why I'm placing this months in advance. We're going to need some time to talk, get to know each other, and determine if this is something we both want to go ahead with.
Whatever.
Am I required to bring a gift? No, I'll handle all that. Am I required to be seeing you with you in public? Sadly, you are. Are you ugly? I personally don't think so, and my mommy said that I wasn't ugly, so it must be true. Nevertheless...
Your mother's a fucking liar.
We will exchange photographs after taking a couple of emails.
Man, this is long.
Can we text instead? Only after we meet. I need to make sure that we have common interests and likes and feel comfortable talking to each one another.
I love talking to gross people. How about you?
So he wants to meet before texting? That doesn't make any sense. What happens after the wedding? It's up to you. We can continue to spend time with another every so often and exchange witty Facebook barbs. We can date. Or we're going to shake hands, part ways, and call it a good run. There's no pressure, no expectations.
Yeah, whatever.
That's funny, because isn't that with anyone you ever meet?
Yeah.
We could keep talking. We could fuck. We could never talk again. We could occasionally talk.
There's lots of options, yeah. I mean, no one is really obligated, unless you're dating a prostitute, and it's like, I know you really don't like me, but, I mean, I did pay you. A deal is a deal, so, I mean, we kind of have to do this.
Can I get drunk? Go for it, but don't embarrass me and don't puke in my car. Are you a Craigslist killer? No, and it'll make you feel better, and even if you've run a full background check on me.
If it makes you feel better, I'll let you kill me.
Do I have to wear a dress? No, you can go naked for all I care. I can't promise how it'll go over with everyone at the wedding, but I make for a great story to tell my non-existent kids one day. What are you like? That's tough. I've never had to describe myself before. I'm level-headed, ambitious. Obviously,
does it mean he has a flat head?
Well-spoken, a good dresser, at least when it comes to formal wear, literate, humorous, open-minded, non-judgmental, if you'd like. I'll give you my Facebook link after we've talked for a bit.
You know what? He thinks he's a good conversationalist, but he's not, because the way he's writing, it's a little too formal. You know, if you're trying to attract somebody, I'd make it a little more personal, a little more conversational. Not, I don't know. Sounds a little uptight.
That was a long one. I guess that's the show.
Yeah, you think? You need to prune that shit.
This guy is in the strictly platonic section, looking for house cleaning and friendship.
Nude house cleaning.
All the way from Booth, Wynn, PA. So he's going a bit over to Delaware. He's casting a wide net as well. My name is Dave. I was a contractor, building and repairing houses for 30 years. I was also a real estate salesperson for 11 years. 3 years ago, I had a brain injury because of a bicycle accident.
A bicycle? You know what? Tell people it was a motorcycle instead of a bicycle.
Makes it sound cooler. I had a broken neck, broken ribs, was in a coma for 3 weeks. And had a stroke while I was in a coma.
I was riding my Huffy.
Yes. I'm now disabled and my speech is a little slow. But I'm doing very well physically. If you need some house...
He means you could still fuck.
If you need some house repairs or house cleaning and meeting a friend, then please give me a chance. I'm a hard worker and I want to work.
Wait a minute.
I have 3 employment references.
He wants to clean? Oh, I thought he wanted someone to clean.
Plus, I have many friends who can call anyone for references.
Oh, asshole can't even ride a fucking
He'll
bike.
He'll clean bathrooms, kitchen floor, stove, microwave.
Clean my microphone.
Clean our microphones for us. Refrigerator cleaning, vacuuming, cleaning, basements and garages, dusting, window cleaning. One time, daily, weekly, monthly. Thorough cleaning is at only $20 an hour.
Well, how much could he get done in an hour, though?
So you want some guy with a speech impediment come over to clean your house, Mark?
Well, I'm not going to talk to him, so I don't care what he can or can't say.
Why not just become a cleaner? I guess he can't be a real estate agent because of speech impediment.
Well, I mean, it depends how bad.
It sounds like it's pretty bad if he has got to quit all his jobs.
Yeah, probably.
Now we're Women Seeking Women. We have a Christian BBW lesbian for the same for long-term relationship in Delaware or Maryland.
What, so she can have company in fucking hell?
I know it's probably a long shot that I'll find the kind of women I'm looking for on Craigslist, but I'm sure stranger things have happened, so here I go. I'm a 41-year-old lesbian. I have no children. I'm non-smoker. I'm plus size, size 18. I'm happy to know in my own skin. I'm a homebody and an introvert at times, but I also can be quite the social butterfly. I enjoy peaceful surroundings. I don't frequent bars or clubs at all. I do enjoy the theater, a movie, live jazz, browsing bookstores, and occasionally catching a museum and art exhibit. I can be perfectly happy staying in and watching a movie or listening to music, accompanied by something special. I am very selective about the kind of people and energy I allow into my personal space.
Only electricity.
I would like to meet a lesbian who isn't much too butch or too feminine.
Just right.
The Goldilocks of...
The Goldilocks lesbian zone. Yeah.
You are capable of dealing with a woman of substance, depth, and intellect. You review your partner as your equal. You prefer the observable over the superficial.
Yeah, but, I mean, the thing is, I mean, no one's equal to me.
You don't need to always be in the go or surrounded by people in order to enjoy yourself. You are mature and grounded with a gentle spirit. You can enjoy the peace of being still. You're ready to meet someone to share this life journey. I am grounded in my faith and would like if you are too. Huh, I don't understand you can be grounded in a faith that says that you're evil.
Hey, man, you know what? I'm a nice guy, but I have the spirit of an asshole, so I don't know.
I'm not interested in smokers nor anyone with more than 2 children. Must be over 30. And if I've piqued your interest, then send me an email with full faith heart in the subject line. Tell me about yourself. Please don't send any one-liners.
Hey, guess what? I'm going to email her. I think we have a match.
And obviously, do not contact me if you're single, bisexual, or a man.
No. She's going to have to hear me out because I identify as a lesbian. So I'm pretty sure, I mean, we were still pretty compatible.
Oh, is that your new thing?
Yep. That's the trick of it. Okay. I identify as a lesbian.
That's your bigoted thing?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's right. So, listen, put your fucking money where your mouth is, lady. You're with me now. I probably have less facial hair on my face than most of the chicks you've been dating.
She doesn't want something that's butch.
No, she wants something just right. Ah, I could shave.
Mm-hmm. Here's a short one. Miscellaneous romance. Seeking the Caitlyn Jenner type. So this guy, he's seeking a former Olympic athlete who still
has a penis, had facial surgery to make your face more feminine, and's got the hormones, has family that has multimillion dollar businesses and a TV show on E. What else do you need? You got to be in a cereal box?
Yep.
It's a lot of criteria. Shit.
Yeah.
I don't know how many takers you're going to get.
This next guy... That was a short one, like I said.
Apparently.
This next guy...
He looks like Baba Booey from Howard Stern Show.
I would like to be in a father-son relationship, male for male, Newark. He's in Miscellaneous Romance. Hi, Dad. I thought he was the dad.
He wants an older gent.
He looks old to me. He's 37, yeah. According to his thing.
He looks older, really. But all right.
I'd love to be in a father-son relationship. I am a 3-year-old East Indian man.
Hello, father.
Did you hear me? I am a 3-year-old East Indian man.
Man, he looks like shit for 3 years old.
220 in weight, 6 feet in height. I enjoy eating out, movies, music, plays, walks, long conversations, the beach, love romance. And I ask a lot of questions. I hope to hear from you soon.
So he wants to fuck an old man?
Yeah, and he's 3 years old.
Huh. I guess if you're an old pedophile, he's right up your alley.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly he might have forgotten the 0 and 30.
37, he's 37.
Yeah.
He's curvy, he says.
So am I.
Dude, everything about this cries out fake to me.
I'm curvy.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, all right, whatever. That's, you know, different people like different
Next
things.
Next up, a gay Christian seeks love of my life, male for male.
You should date that lesbian.
This guy looks really cool. There isn't like a jet engine. And he's standing in the woods.
Were you scared by that one?
Yeah. Hello, gentlemen. I'm a gay white male, age 34. I have brown hair and hazel eyes and weigh 230 pounds. I am
big man.
Nowhere near perfect, and I don't look for perfection. I'm currently unemployed and have no car due to issues with preparing it, so I have to walk. I love people who don't, just like, instead of like, yeah, I don't have a car, just, yeah, it's in the shop. I'm too poor to get a car, is what you should say.
Yeah.
I've been single for 7 years now and like to change that. That's like you when you were 7 years single.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? Well, it was really longer because I had sex once. I had a girlfriend, I had sex when I was like 14.
How many times did you have sex with that 14-year-old girlfriend?
Like 3 times.
That's it?
Yeah. It was, listen, I was 14, man. It's not that easy for me to get out of my house and go over to her place, you know? So then I didn't have sex again until I was 21. And with that girl, she wasn't my fucking girlfriend. I had sex with her one time. So that's like 14 years without a girlfriend.
Hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. When I had sex again, I was 28. That girl still wasn't my girlfriend.
Wait, there was that many years in between again?
7 and 7 and yeah.
Really?
I was 14 and I had sex. I was 21, I had sex. Then I was 28, I had sex. The only one that was my girlfriend was when I was 14.
I can't believe you didn't have any women in that time period.
Yeah, believe it. Believe it. Jeez. I'm a rare breed. You know I'm a fucking oddball, man.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, once I got started, I was just, you know, I never had any lulls.
Things picked up after that. I kind of found my groove.
Called the internet.
Yeah.
Internet connection.
AOL helped me with my downloads.
Guys like us, we weren't really good at meeting girls in real life. Although I have a few, but...
Yeah, very rare, but it has happened, but, you know, not my strong suit.
I'm pretty bored with this gay Christian.
Yeah, I don't know. You want to just finish it up, or what's his point?
No, I'm just going to let him
go. Yeah, fuck him. Whatever.
Let's see what else we have.
Hope you find somebody, dude. I don't know.
Someone to take home to my family, long neck.
Do you want me to fuck your family?
Hi, I'm Gabriella.
Weird
I'm 18
name.
Years old. I'm in the process of moving down to Delaware for college. I'm looking for something long term. I'm also thick or chubby. If you can get by the...
Wait, which one? Are you thick or chubby?
If you can get by that, congratulations. I'm one of a kind. I'm not a regular girlfriend.
And I'm not a regular guy.
I'm not materialistic.
Oh, my God.
Instead of expensive dinners or parties, I prefer to cuddle, play, wrestle, tickle, kiss.
Eating Burger King.
And have romantic dinner nights at home and watch Netflix. I'll even cook you dinner. I'm a good cook. Let me know if that interests you.
Can you microwave popcorn?
What I'm looking for is a man who's caring, loving, understanding, honest, faithful, loyal, and adventurous. And there's our pictures.
Yeah, she's cute, actually.
Yeah, she's fine.
Yeah.
Although there, she looks like she's missing teeth in that picture.
Yeah, it's just so she's doing a weird smile.
My name is Gabby Weber. I'm missing some teeth. I do not have good oral hygiene.
No, listen. I would, if I were her.
I played hockey.
I would, no. I wouldn't do the chick hockey
thing. My ex-boyfriend punched me.
That's what I would say. It's like.
No, because then you're going to think that I'm like an abusive girl, and I'm going to get more abusive guys on me. See? I'm not going to get
you know,
nice
I would be scared that some guy is going to follow her up from wherever she came from, and is going to want to like kill me. I would be a little nervous.
So, you know, it's tough for me to eat, but I manage. I manage to do it.
I mash everything down real good, then eat it.
Next up, curvy Italian seeking long-term relationship, long neck. Hey, I'm Gabriella. I'm 18 years old, and even though I'm young, I'm incredibly mature for my age.
It's the same chick.
Yep.
She has two different ones up there. Are they in different sections?
This one's in women seeking women, and the other one's in women seeking women. And they were posted one day after each other.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even realize she was looking for a chick. Huh.
No, she's just men.
Whoa, wait, so it's one for men, the other for women?
Both for men. She's got some different pictures on this one. She found another picture of her. They're the worst pictures. They're the worst angle. Like, she can't take a selfie that's not at some crooked angle.
She thinks that's a good angle. Some of the pictures look okay, then other ones she looks kind of bad. She's, yeah, she's another chick who doesn't really know her angles
yet. She does look toothless in some of them.
Hmm. She's still. Is she saying the same shit?
Yes. I'm not your regular girlfriend, materialistic, imperfect. I prefer to co-play, wrestle, tickle.
You know you can get dental implants. Mm. You can put teeth in there.
It's true. This guy is in the Misconnections.
That's a guy, huh?
Well, I don't know if it's a guy or girl. For Jamie, the bartender, the Purple Parrot. Hey, I've been going to the Purple Parrot every weekend for the past 2 years, and I always come to you for drinks. You're an awesome guy, and you're just nice, so I read things in too much, but I'm going to take a stab and let you know that I enjoy to give you head. I don't know if this is a guy or a girl.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on.
There's a bare ass, but I'm hesitant to decide if that's a girl's ass or a dude's
ass. You know what?
Ass.
It can go either way. It can be a guy with a feminine-looking ass, or it could be a chick with a... I don't know, man.
I know it's kind of forward out there, but hey, if you're not interested, at least you can see me. If you think you know who I am, send me a message. With
I'm going to assume this is man-on-man, because Purple Parrot sounds like some kind of slang for a penis.
Also, if you're a girl and you like a dude that you see at the fucking bar every night, just talk to him, his dumbass.
Also, if you were gay and you see a guy you like, I hear it's pretty easy to have indiscriminate gay sex. I hear that's a real problem in the gay community, like being monogamous, because everyone's just fucking around, because everyone's a dude. So, yeah. You're really not going to have any trouble. If you tell the bartender, I'll have a rum and coke, and by the way, if you'd like me to blow you later, that'd be cool. Because hell, straight bartenders get a shitload of action. Remember that one bar we used to go to?
Yep.
That one bartender dude, good, decent looking guy, sounded like this.
Yeah, always sounds like
hey,
that.
Hey, what's up? I'll be getting...
Hey, I'm going there. What do you need, buddy?
Hey, you know I'm going to be fucking that chick later after we close up. I'm going to have her stay.
And that's one girl we knew, she goes, hey, what time you get out?
Hey, man, I'm going to be here at like 8 a.m.
I'm not even going home, sorry. Yeah, because I think he fucked her before.
Or let her blew him or like.
Yeah, but she's so sloppy drunk, he's like, fuck this, I'm going to fuck your other friend.
Which he did a lot.
Yeah, yeah. The other chick, she'd stay until after close and fuck
him. She'd call me to give her a ride and then tell me to leave. Like,
you can go, because I just came here to fuck that dude.
You can go now, thanks. Like, fuck you. Well, finally, it's finally Friday, says this ad.
And they're right.
And they have a picture. They've got a weird picture here where it says, just chubby.
Oh, there's like a fat scale.
You want to use me for this? You are your mind. Stomach. Look like a middle-aged mother. Screw you. I don't know what the point of this is.
Yeah, I don't know. Some weird thing.
But anyways, are there any decent or dominant yet sweet single white guys in their 20s and mid-30s?
That's me.
Who are out there and are attracted to BBWs who weigh 230 pounds and are 5'6", women's size 16. That's weird, because 16 isn't even that big. How?
I don't know.
How are you 5'6", 230, but only size 16?
You know what? Some people are built different. They hold their weight differently, you know? I don't know.
Fat legs?
I don't know. It's all in my ass.
Love to have a night with a silly, sweet girl just... Oh, but this is for women's... What is it? Oh. That would love to have a night with a silly sweet girl just hanging at your place. I don't drive and I don't host. I'm attracted to white men only. Sorry.
Are you gonna rob me?
Why did she just say she's attracted to white men only? How about this? Ignore.
I know. Like, why do you have to come off sounding racist? Listen, I don't date black people. I know black guys see this ad and you're like, oh shit, and then you know they're gonna be all over that because that's their thing. But ignore it. You don't have to answer them.
So
instead, I don't date black people.
She is more of the stomach rolls type. So she's heavy in like the stomach area.
Mm.
And the rest of her is, you know, normal.
Okay.
Which makes sense if she's size 16, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know chick sizes. I don't know.
I have no idea. That's it, man.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck this, man. Anyway, HachaWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend. The summer.